I'll call to order this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council, June 3rd, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. Got a first by Dave, second by Ron. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We got an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, good evening. There is a request for executive session. There will be a discussion of at least one legal matter and I think two contracts. I don't anticipate any action at the conclusion on those matters. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm mistaken. There will be one contract on which there'll be a request for action.
Is there, we have first by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Included in the packet is MUB board or municipal utility board minutes from 4/23, last month's meeting. Next item is announcements and praise. I got quite a bit here. School board election voting tomorrow all day long. Also tomorrow, starting at 4:30 p.m., there's activities at the Senior Center and at the library. And that ties into the movies that are for the children at 6 p.m. Jumped ahead. I'm going to finish these announcements. It's because of my, I didn't take a new one. I just hand wrote it and skipped it. It's not written in red. So I'm going to continue with these announcements. So we got Tuesday, we got we got movies nights for the kid. On Wednesday, we got music on Main at 6 p.m. the bike race, at 7 p.m. the statue unveiling. Hopefully the weather holds out for us. On Saturday is Step Outside Saturday. That's an association with pals and some great outdoor activities out at Bear Butte. On Saturday at the Community Center is Touch a Truck. That's in coordination with LifeSpring. Multiple vehicles down there for kids. And also a quick thanks to LifeSpring for Serve Sturgis. So now I go to the right agenda, and we have, after the Pledge of Allegiance, consideration to approve sponsorship contract with Rumble On. Very motion. Got a first by Rhea and a second by Ron. Let's go ahead and roll call this. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron? And Jason?
Yes.
All right. I'm corrected now. Terry gave me a new agenda, but it's too late because I don't need it anymore. Other announcements and praise that council wants to add? Thanks, Dave. Go ahead, Jason.
One other thing for the voting. I didn't know if possibly we could get, just to help voter numbers, people remembered by driving by, I don't know, if out on by Subway, the Verizon store, the big flag banner or the sign. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's car salesmen, they have them. I mean, they're really tall, long ones. So it's sort of a flag-looking deal that would get more people's attention, I think, that, I mean, because I think there's a lot of people that do know what they're, and just forget about it with busy life and everything else. If we can maybe try to maybe get some of those someday, would help out voter numbers in town, I believe.
Yeah.
Or the code red.
Yeah, we can definitely look at getting the banners that we could, or I don't. Yeah, the
just,
wave
just
things.
You'll see a Verizon one out there by Subway there. You'll
we could one. Look at that. Yeah. The other thing is, as Councillor Crane brought up, was an idea that has been brought up several times about potentially using a Code Red announcement that would go out, just reminding everyone of elections. And I think that's something the city definitely could do. What I would recommend is just adopting that with your annual resolutions that are done in January each year. That way it's just a notification that it's just a policy change that we're just trying to notify people. It's not that we're endorsing or any candidates or anything else, just letting people know.
Thank you.
Yeah, the backup plan in case of rain on Wednesday is, and this goes through all the summer if I'm correct, if it's raining and the band cannot play outside, they're still going to play at the Knuckle. So
Pavilion?
Carter, I didn't see you back there.
Not anymore?
Okay. That's changed from this morning then.
Yes.
Plan C. Well, for this week, we don't have a backup plan as of yet. If it is raining, we will not have the statue unveiling. Added to the announcements and praise, the Knuckles yearly bull riding there in the pavilion will be going on this Saturday. I used to live right down there. It's pretty interesting for sure. There's a lot of big, large animals roaming Main Street Sturgis practically. So someone lets them out, Brian.
Brian, is this 15 or 16 years?
Wow.
Awesome. Okay. Jerry says we'll communicate via Facebook on this week's plan. I was going to say we can help move we'll figure it out. Thanks, you guys, for that. Sounds good. Anything else to add to announcements and praise? I think that turns it over to you, Mr. Ainsley, for City Manager's Report.
Thank you very much. Just a couple of quick things for today. Payroll changes in our police department. We have a new school resource officer that will be starting on this week, I think. And then also a volunteer who is going to be assisting with our animal shelter. And in our liquor store department, we do have a part-time sales clerk that's going to be starting.
Thanks, Daniel. Any questions for Daniel from council? Brings us to item 9, which is consider consent calendar. We have A through I tonight, setting quite a few public hearings for next meeting. Does council wish to remove any of those items and discuss them individually? How about anybody in the public? Do we need to remove any of the items from the consent calendar, A through I, and discuss them individually?
Listed.
Yeah, it's equipment. There's a list in the packet, but it's not a... There isn't any land. No, there's no land on it. Roger, does that answer your question, or do you want it removed? And yep. So with none being heard, to remove any items and discuss them individually, is there a motion, please?
I'll move to approve the consent
calendar. First by Ron to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
The second by Dave. Any last discussion, public or council? Let's go ahead and roll call because we got minutes. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Terry?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Terry, yes, even with the minutes?
Personal joke.